You. Why are you fucking? Don't act. You're supposed to. You're not supposed to think it's there.
Well, it's not my job, literally, to think.
All this fucking eye contact all of a sudden. No, you usually do. I think it's me.
Too. I was like, oh. I felt like I've heard a fucking camera shy, but not somebody who's shy of a microphone where nobody exactly knows what the fuck he looks like.
It's I'm like a beautiful person.
Super shy. So what do you mean? Shy. It's like, oh, you go first.
Did you?
It's like, I don't want to be
did you
seen.
Yeah, but you looked up podcasting though, didn't you?
What?
You looked up podcasting on the fucking app store. It said the easiest way to fucking do a podcast.
No, the app, it's a podcast app. You download the app and then you save those downloads. And if you're happy with them, you upload and then it goes into your Apple account.
Yeah,
and then
so,
Apple gives
you. So you Google
money.
Fucking. So you
no,
Google podcast.
No, I did not.
What did you Google on the fucking app?
I said podcast recorder.
There we go. You fucking. You search podcast.
On the app. On the Apple Store.
Yeah.
On the Apple Store.
Yeah, but
podcast recorder, which I've used before. Not for podcasts, for recording other shit in order to get it onto Apple. So.
Oh, I see. You fucking. So, was this without you recording our phone calls? That's what you use or some shit?
Phone calls?
Mate, supposedly you record it. Supposedly you've got fucking 10 years worth of previous secret recordings of me on your fucking computer that you. When we first started talking.
I've got secret fucking recordings.
Mate, did I know I was getting recorded at the time?
No, it's my phone automatically was recording everything that was going on. That's not secretly recording.
Yeah, was I informed?
Yeah, what, are you fucking under arrest? Was I informed? Does there need to be... Oh, I didn't know. Violation of my privacy.
It's a violation. What do you mean? Can you open it for me? Man, I bite my fucking nails, alright?
Oh, open your own can.
Yeah, but it fucking hurts. I'll have to get up to get a fucking knife, can you?
For fuck's sake, man. I swear, it's like babying somebody.
Oh, Mr. Are you going to school today, John? Mate, Josh had no fucking option. He fucking had to go to school.
You had an option. There's no such thing as nobody has an option. It's just a fucking way of thinking. I've got no option. Everyone has a fucking option.
Mate, Josh had to go to fucking boarding school because of that fucking mindset.
I went to boarding school as well. So?
What do you mean, not in Australia?
In South Africa, where my parents were living, like, literally fucking 20 minutes down the road.
Yeah, but whose choice was that?
What?
Oh, fuck, whose choice was that?
Wasn't anybody.
Well, I got forced into fucking boarding school. Because my life has been so traumatic.
Oh, yeah.
The
so,
violin.
Oh, my God. That fucking sad violin. Oh, my God. Oh. My life with the fucking American Express at the age of 2. Oh. So traumatic.
Yeah, because,
so traumatic.
Mate, who went to St. Andrews on...
So traumatic.
Who went to St. Andrews, which was twice the cost of my fucking boarding school as a day person?
That's got nothing to do with that.
Oh! Maybe I can be anti-Semitic on this shit, can I? No, fucking... You're
not be anti-Semitic, you be anti-Semitic.
Yeah, well, you're a fucking Jew. As Jewish... Jewish baby fucking American Express. It's always double the fucking white man.
You're talking like Jewish people aren't white.
That's a good point. Yeah, but they're not like Australian white. How many fucking
how
Jews
is that?
Do you, how many fucking Jews do you run into that are Australian?
About fucking 80%. The rest of the 20.
I don't think I can do this, Andy. I can't be this fucking. Mate, the podcast's gonna be fucking. We're gonna be banned before we start.
You get banned, man. It's a fucking free country.
Yeah, well, what, do we get kicked off fucking Apple.com for fucking.
What? For being anti-Semitic?
Yeah, we're fucking accusing you of being a rich Jewish baby.
But the difference is, I'm not a rich Jewish baby.
Oh, mate. Which one of us went skiing fucking year round as a kid?
That's for training.
And who came up with half of the funds for that?
Half of the funds?
Yeah. What ethnicity was he?
That's by choice.
What ethnicity, though? Please say it for the record.
Beige.
He was Jewish. Okay. Who? Family member.
What do you mean? This is my hard worked money. This was not calling mama, because mama would say, mate,
where did you get the other, your hard working money? Why did you have to quit?
What?
Why did you have to quit?
Where?
The fucking skiing and all that shit. Mate, fucking because you felt bad about old mate paying for fucking half of the airfares and shit. Ethnicity? Mate, what ethnicity are we going with here?
What? The rich. Same as you.
What religion?
Being rich is not an ethnicity.
What religion?
Catholic.
He wasn't Catholic.
Who?
You know, the fucking did half of the money for fucking you travelling the world. Australian government came up with half. I thought, well, you're bullshitting, man. The other half was... Mate, you couldn't afford return to Colorado every fucking day. You didn't have the frequent fly points that
in fucking, the olden days I could.
And you don't have the frequent fly points that fucking supposedly Broke Andrew has when they went from fucking America to New Zealand on business, and then Josh, they couldn't even get Josh there because of lack of money. The Sydney to Australia leg, the $300 that mum doesn't fucking know about. Yeah, mate, I was going to ask you today, do you want to go to fucking New Zealand? But that didn't turn out.
Didn't happen. Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, it was the whole fucking, like, Tony Robbins shit. Like, I don't want to go to that.
Why are we talking about Tony Robbins when we're talking about going to fucking New Zealand and the premium fucking...
It's the same thing. It's the same... Points
business class.
It's the same thing. It's like...
You can't...
The whole paying of the parents, I don't want to...
You can't... Yeah, but you can't... Oh, yeah, but... My point is, separately, you can't cry poor when, like, it's like... Imagine drinking champagne and be like, oh, barely fucking afford water, while you're cutting through that perfectly seared business class steak. It's like, oh, it's so hard fucking business class. And then like, oh, Josh, I'm too broke. I saw the available balance. It said $100,000. All right? Fucking idiot.
Yeah, like, maybe just don't like you.
Send me the fucking screen. Yeah, I know. The cunt, you fucking know him. You've been... Send me the fucking screenshot.
See, that was the thing, like, when I was sending my rent to say rent has been paid for everybody, and then at the top it said balance and was like 0.02. I was like, move it down, crop, rent sent. Mate, there's no need to know, I've got 0.0, fucking literally 2 cents available balance in my bank account. It's like, hell yeah. No.
And that's because you got dog like 3 days this week, eh?
Yeah, well.
It's so lucky. That's pretty lucky. So the rent for everybody for fucking...
That's paid.
Yeah, right. So I gave you most of it, minus $20.
Carl's one, even though, like, he doesn't come through yet.
That's yeah, fine. No, this is my... Yeah, so wait here. So the rent for all three of us, what was in your account was, like, exactly what was needed to fucking 0.2 cents.
Not exactly, like, paid rent, well, yeah, actually, pretty much. Mainly because, like, I withdrew some money to pay for the lunch truck and shit, but... the lunch truck was literally $100, so I spent $50.
Yeah, but I don't care about the lunch truck, but it was all tactical. You knew how much money you needed left out. That's how you got it to within 0.02.
No.
But nonetheless, the available balance of 0.02 is never enjoyable. Mine's currently I don't know, I think it might be like at a dollar. So if I need like a Slurpee from fucking 7-Eleven again, I need a battle, and that's my energy to get to fucking Kennard self storage. Thankfully that can occur. I was thinking about those Irish jerseys. Not for Carl. Do we get one? I reckon that's what I'm going to do when I get money next week.
Nah.
You don't even know what I'm fucking about to say.
Okay, go.
No, I want to hear what you thought I was going to fucking say. Then I'm going to... You might get it right, but I'm leaning towards I'll fucking be like, that's what happens when you assume, cunt.
Nah, but like what? Like, are we talking about like getting one for Mickey?
How the fuck did you know that?
I've known you long enough to fucking read on what you think.
It's not very nice.
Thing is fucking anticipating what people are going.
Yeah, well, fucking why not get him
like,
one?
Like, I do the same shit to my parents. As soon as like, oh, I'm not talking about. I know which direction you're heading. I'll tell you right now. It's not gonna happen. Mickey, you cannot get him that because Mickey likes the genuine shit.
Mate, fucking how is it? Are they fake?
Yeah. Mickey's old jerseys, they're $180.
Yeah, but they're...
genuine. Yeah. Like, you get it, it's...
But that's rugby. Irish rugby, they've got Canterbury tops. But saying that, you might have... fake ones. You reckon?
Yeah. That was like me fucking trying to start up a company by importing Nikes from China, not the factory. Made in China. Oh, mate, I got a pair and I was like, okay. Mate, I'm pretty sure this tick is not supposed to be that high up. Or squiggly and shit. It's like, come on.
So now we're going to get a fucking... But you never know.
But Mickey... Mickey has fucking... 30 of those motherfuckers.
You know, they're all fucking Celtic rugby... soccer shit. I've never seen him in an English... an Irish rugby jersey ever.
He's got them.
Has he got the latest...
at home.
Has he got the latest Canterbury one? What do you mean?
They're all the same.
Has he got the latest Canterbury one with the fucking Vodafone on the front?
The Canterbury...
Mate, it looks fucking amazing. Yeah, well, fuck you. I'm going to Rebel Sport then, so I don't get fucking duped.
There's no
point. I'm almost interested. I almost want to get that one just to see if Mickey can tell me whether it's real or not.
He's not going to
wear it. But that guy's fucking smart.
Like, he's not going to wear it. He's going to be like, nah.
If I got Mickey a fucking rugby jersey, he'd never wear it.
Nah.
What do you mean?
If it's fake, it's not going
to
wear it.
Yeah, but I want him to know. I want him to tell me if it's fake or real.
When's the last time you've spoken to Mickey?
He fucking hasn't talked.
When's the last time? I think I talk to Mickey more than you do.
Doesn't mean I don't fucking love him.
It's got nothing to do with love. It's like communication. When do you actually speak to Mickey?
Fucking he needs to call me.
He does.
I'm thinking about him now. And last time I spoke to him, I told him to get a job, cunt. When
you're thinking about him, fuck, like I think about being a pilot, but it doesn't mean I do it.
What do you mean? When have you wanted to fucking be a pilot?
Like a long time ago, I thought it'd be fucking cool to fly planes and shit.
Do you still want to be one?
Yeah, until I find out how much aviation costs. Hell no.
Wait, it's $100,000, and then your pay is $100,000. It's the mean wage for a pilot in Australia is like...
It's $100,000.
114.
A semester.
Fucking hell, how many semesters are there?
Six.
Mate, well, you've got...
Nah,
cashed up fucking...
whatever,
family. Mate, get the hex dead on them.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking piss on the grass.
Yeah. Why don't you just fucking use the toilet? It's right here. We're outside for fuck's sake. We've got the garage toilet.
Oh yeah, Mr. Fucking, I'm going to pee in the corner
because
I like it.
No, I like peeing off the fucking deck because it's cool. But you give me shit about it stinking out the fucking...
Because that's rocks.
Who gives a fuck? Is it your house? It's like when I spray the fucking deck. Is it your fucking house?
No, it is not my house. I'm going to have to walk on the wood that's fucking swollen and shit.
Well, maybe if someone didn't fucking leave shit all over the fucking deck all the time.
Oh, yeah, mister.
I spray it so often. Mate, I spat fucking once. You've done a lot worse. Multiple times. So that's what I was fucking trying to say. When Kyle Skyped Mickey is when I spoke to him last.
Yeah, but when was this?
I can't even remember. Quite a while ago. What's your point?
So you're going to send a rugby jersey all the way to Belfast?
Yeah, why not? Can't be that expensive. It's fucking light as fuck, and it's, you can put him in one of those.
I'm talking about expense.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, Mickey, have you got it yet? What do you think? And then he's going to be like, where I'm based, there's a shop which actually sells all of the Irish gear, which is genuine.
Yeah, mate, so I can't...
This one,
so I
put it in the wash, the green came off.
I can't go to Rebel... I can't find somewhere where there's Irish shit from a retail shop. But that guy's smart. The guys are trying to flog those. Say you went to all the Facebook pages, like the French page, this page, that page. If you could get genuine this and that, and go, oh, I've got all these fucking extra ones. Does anyone want one? That's fucking the marketing goal. And there's like PM, like of that jersey thing. Fucking 10 million people like PM.
You can make money off any site if you actually put your fucking mind into it.
That was a bit aggressive on the way down. But,
No, I'm just saying, you can literally make money on that.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did.
Pages.
I know you did with fucking Angry Birds 10 years ago, but if it's that fucking easy and such low. We need to buy the stock. But how come you haven't done it, and then we're cruising in the fucking, instead of the youth work car being there, I don't see a fucking GTS for Josh.
Do you think if I owned a GTS, would be parked on the street?
Mate, that's my fucking...
It'd be straight on the lawn.
What do you mean?
Mate, I would be expanding that motherfucker, chopping those trees down. Mate, I want it right here.
You don't own the... That's a fucking good point, eh? Imagine if you got money and then bought this thing and then just knocked the fence down and I want to be closer to the car. And you're talking GTS as in the Merc GTS?
Yeah.
I was talking about the fucking Holden GTS. The VF. That's my car at the front. And then you can have the Mercedes GTS behind it. If it's so fucking easy to... Well, this is the thing. With what fucking money are we starting with? It's hard to fucking make money when...
Okay.
Like zero times zero.
All right, let's do the startup point then.
Zero times zero equals zero, unfortunately. We're not even at one plus one. What do you mean the start point?
We'll do the
startup
point.
I'm waiting for the...
Startup points, we'll do those charging things for cars and send them to the Philippines.
What? I don't even know what that means.
The charge ports?
Just because... that is in high demand. So you put it on, like, eBay Philippines or whatever the fuck, and just fucking ship them from here.
Send to the Philippines.
Yeah, but... Oh, and that's kind of what you do when I was... Because you can just put ads up straight away, and they can sort of fucking pre-order it, which gives you the money to then go buy it, and then make your thing off the top. That's what I wanted to do when I was annoying you about all those fucking tools for eBay. DeWalt. I completely forgot about that now.
Oh, that shit. It's not worth it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. You just fucking list them all without holding any stock. And then you... If a sale comes in, use the money. And then you... Made your fucking 10% or whatever. Actually, you got to fucking do that. Well, we can be dodgy as... No, I reckon this is our kind of best...
And not being dodgy, genuine.
...budget business idea we've kind of got. Wait... We can do the thing to the Philippines with the car charger thing, and then but we're gonna have like five other products where like we find like, you know, like some page on Facebook where they're all fucking some nationality or some shit, and then just what do they fucking like? I've got 20 of these motherfuckers, don't have one, but then wait for the orders to come through and then just fucking pump that shit out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've told you, but you won't accept money from, you won't accept the business loan from, my parents. They've said, just give me...
Nah, because if it fails...
They don't give a fuck, but they've said... How many... I owe them so much fucking money already. They don't give a...
That's not the point.
Fucking why... Anyway, they said... Mum said on the phone the other day, just give me a fucking business plan with you and Jonathan... If it sounds good, we'll loan you the money. They're not gonna think it's like, if it fails miserably like my last business, they're not gonna come collecting like.
The difference between your last business.
Nah, I fucking wouldn't have gone down there. Let's leave that for another day. Alright. This is gonna annoy me too much. You just keep drinking your fucking long neck. You just keep drinking your long neck.
Suki baby.
Sourpuss drinking a long neck while I drink my solo.
Mate, how am I being a fucking Sourpuss?
Fucking seasoned alcoholic.
Mate.
What present was,
There's no shame being...
I'm trying to change the fucking subject. The alcoholic with your fucking two long necks.
That's done.
Why have you been...
The other one is done.
Well, you had two open at one time, didn't you?
No, this one was there, and then I opened up this one.
The two for one special, eh?
Two for one. If it was two for one, they'll both be full. But they're not. That one
they
was
fucking
like
were full, you alcoholic, before you started drinking all of them. Right. And fucking Josh's solo, 375 mil. Like, how fucking.
750.
How many of them? So Josh hasn't even drunk all his solo yet. Because he doesn't want to be diabetic.
Yeah, fucking diabetic.
And I am kind of bloated from 24 nuggets and a Zynga. Thing. That's fucking. Are you gonna do another? Oh, fucking Josh might be driving tonight.
We're driving tonight. Where?
We're gonna go to the fucking. Might have to go to the bottle shop again.
The bottle shop is closed.
Why did you only get fucking two? Or you can't afford more.
I've had three. There's one there.
Fuck.
There's one here, and there's one here.
Yeah, but how's that going to get you through to fucking... It's only, what, fucking midnight?
No, that's for tonight.
No, fucking... Why did you get a... You're straining yourself for a change?
That's because, like, tonight, like, I just want to have... Three beers.
You can't call them fucking beers. There's, like, two beers... What? Two beers... So you want
2.7.
You want a...
2.7 in each.
2.46. You want to like... You can't say a few beers, but it's like fucking 10 beers.
It's not 10.
A case is like fucking 24, so you just wanted a half your intake.
Just wanted that. So something mellow. Nice and easy. Easy going.
Mm. Did you get rejected by anybody today?
Where?
Or is it just me with the Canadian?
No. I rejected somebody.
Oh, when was this? Another beautiful Lebanese lady was annoying you,
not
trying
like
to get your information.
Not like Nickel. I'm still seeing you. I was like, no, I've got shit to do.
This is what I said. Why don't you?
But for me, like, it does not bother me.
I know it doesn't. Though. That's a sad. Oh, that's not sad. If Josh had your fucking mentality, well, what's working? Fucking 7 from 7 or John's mentality?
So like, am I still coming through to a time and then, like, we're gonna go to the Oak? Saying, nah. I'll just do whatever. you want to do, I'll see you another time.
Was she disappointed?
Well, Must have been a little bit. She said, like, that's all I say. It's like, I'll see you another day, and then I can never see her. It's like, fuck it.
Yeah, but what did she say to that? What did she say to that?
Huh?
What did she say to that?
She said, okay, well, I was looking forward to it, but...
Yeah, she's a nice person. Stop being a cunt.
Why am I being a cunt?
What do you mean you...
I had shit to do.
Yeah, but what do you mean you're never going to see her? And
no, she said to me... You always say that. You always say, I'll see you next time. But then, like, you never...
It's not very nice. No, that's her saying that. I'm saying it's not very nice.
Yeah.
Bit of a fucking insult.
Right there.
Yeah, but you gonna see her tomorrow, though? Just drop past. Does she live in fucking Artarmon?
No, she lives in Lane Cove.
Well, she lives like a suburb from where you're fucking... I went to Lane Cove West Public School. I know where fucking Lane Cove West is. It's fucking 5 minutes down the road. Why didn't you... Is that where all the fucking Lebanese and Turkish people are too? In a big fucking house.
Oh, excuse me, mister. It used to be... Oh, you know, there's no other accent. It's usually, you know, all white and then they're talking Asian or maybe some...
What do you mean?
Fucking bullshit.
What's your point?
Man, Lane Cove is filled with... A lot.
Mate,
if you go,
my fucking
go to the Lane Cove, where there's the Fitness First and the Chemist and all that shit, and then you go down the road, down on the main strip, turn left, there, bunch of Indians. Go on to the next strip, turn there, the Lebanese, who are there, who are wealthy, have had my... You see the girls walking there, and you go... Oh, okay. Well,
why haven't you ever taken Josh there? You fucking cunt.
All right.
Is that where we're going tomorrow?
Let's go. Why not? That's where myself and Austin used to go. Would step into the desk, fucking go there.
Why does everyone else get to go where all the fucking? Everyone else gets to go to the fucking? This is what I was saying with the fucking mattress before. I forgot to fucking finish my point. I ask you in the morning, give me the fucking mattress thing. It's like, I'll get him, in my head, I'm like, I'll get him the fucking mattress. Got his
the
fucking...
mattress.
Let me finish. Got his mattress, got his fucking bed frame, got his fucking whatever.
I don't have a mattress.
I was going to get you the fucking mattress next week, or get someone to fucking do it or whatever. Because when John's got a mattress and a bed and a fucking vehicle...
I don't want that.
Yeah, I can't do it anyway, I'm too broke. But the point was... Oh, when John has a car and a fucking not and doesn't have the premium blow up mattress with the fucking pump, the self inflate that I don't fucking have, then he starts fucking acting
the premium.
Then he fucking starts acting, takes fucking people to Lane Cove West where all the fucking beautiful Lebanese people are.
That's every boy's wish, that blow the premium blow up mattress with
well,
the
mate, if you, pump if you,
with the hydro with the plug in,
Well, if you suddenly get a mattress, man, I'll be overtaking that one because it'll be easy to pump up. When John has all that shit, then he fucking lives life. But without... If it's... Not all the pieces are in place. TV fucking all day it is. No Lane Cove West with fucking Josh. Oh, it's fucking Aiden. Aiden fucking got to go. And John had a bed and a fucking car. And fucking beep, 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 beep at all the fucking... You know... Beautiful offspring.
What do you mean? But those were fucking different times. Those were fucking... It's like fucking reminiscing about fucking stupid shit. Jesus was like... Those were the times when, like, I had... Actually... Had like proper money where I could literally like step out of the house and go... don't feel like walking. And do a Kyle. I'll catch a taxi. Before the whole fucking Uber nonsense. Taxi. Let's go.
Yeah, but you're
take
like
me
that,
from fucking
you're,
Dulwich Hill all the way to Mossman.
You're like that with the... You didn't have a car at the time. Well, supposedly you had a fucking STI.
This was when it was like
I'm
before.
Speaking.
When I was planning on going out, literally, taxi. Let's go.
The Alpha is speaking. Now, let me continue. This is how you were This is the only reason why. It's a bit much. Can't say that's the only reason why.
Why? That's what being black.
I'm fucking white. What do you mean? You're the fucking black one. This is the only reason why. Not the only. I'm soft, you know what I'm like. But the reason why the race had blossomed when I first met you was that's the person you were. You, supposedly you had a fucking STI then. I never fucking saw it. I think it was a figment of imagination because Josh asked multiple times, driving in, let me see it. Oh, I need to do this with my fucking leg and fix it. Whatever. John has always been a cunt, but was like, oh, let's do this. Let's get a drink.
To get you out.
Smiled. Tried to get me out. Exactly. Now, when all that fucking went downhill when you met me, over time,
I tried to. You have to admit.
I admit that.
I tried to get you out a lot of times.
Yeah, and now it's Netflix. Will you try to get me out how many times to fucking see the love of my life that I never fucking met? But in my defense, you can't communicate for shit.
I tried to get you out so many times.
And I quote you now. Just one time when we go out there, like, she'll be out, she'll be maybe free in the vicinity, you free and then fucking together. Because fucking someone doesn't like to force shit or give away all the fucking information video easy. I was to blame and you were to blame for that situation. But no, those were the fucking glory days.
I'm not taking this responsibility for that shit.
No, well, there's no more discussion about that.
No, man, there doesn't need to be a discussion. You're just literally not taking responsibility for that shit.
Mate.
Due to when we first met at X-Trade, I tried to get you out so many times. At that point, literally had everybody who I was hanging out with, or the girls who I hang out with every single fucking
weekend, I never saw them.
Weekend.
I never saw them.
I was working.
And then
I was with you and Sam. And actually, Sam, even though he can be a cunt, he would actually clarify, because I know he's not stupid. He remembers shit. I was sitting next to him, and I said, Josh, are we going out? And then I was like, oh. And he asked me, oh, so what are you guys going to do? I was like, oh, we're going to go see these girls. And then I pulled up pictures of them on Facebook. I was like, oh, these are... And Sam was like, he's like, oh, they're good looking, Josh. He's like, oh, you should. He can clarify. I bet you if we call that motherfucker an
asshole. I only fucking remember Rose and the fucking Calvin Klein shit. That's like, you showed fucking pictures of people all the time, but the fucking times we went out, it was me and you.
The time when
we beers and shit.
When I destroyed you in fucking pool, and maybe one other time. Do you realize the only time you came out? Here were the times you came out. The time you came out, it was when I took you to that place where they had the hockey table and had pool.
There was no hockey table. We went to Goro and I fucking destroyed you at fucking air hockey.
That wasn't in Goro. I took you in the city.
That was in the fucking city.
I took you in the city.
Yeah, that was in the fucking city. What do you mean?
In a different bar. And we played, and I was like, oh, like, I always come here. And then we hang out there. And then, like, we met one of my, there was another black dude. I used to date one of my friends, Louisa. And he came up, he's like, oh, hey, dude, what's it? I haven't seen you for a while. And then, like, I tried to introduce you, but, like, you had to piss, so you left. Yeah. And then, like, I was talking to him.
Yeah, I never remember him.
Him.
I can't remember anything, to be honest with you.
Tried to take you to Strawberry Hills at nighttime, but you came to Strawberry Hills with me and Kyle. Literally, daytime. And then there was, like, that fucking chick, Egg, who was there, like, flashing her tits. Do you remember her? She was, like, she leaned outside, and then she flushed her tits out to us, you, me, and Carl, and, like, we all had a fucking giggle about, like, what the fuck. And then she was talking, her friend was talking to Carl, and then she was talking to you. But you weren't paying that much attention, because you were tired for some reason. Josh is always tired.
Yeah. I was, man. I fucking left. I.
You wonder what?
I used to work. I used to have to fucking do removals on a Saturday. My only day off was Sunday. All right. Some of us had fucking work ethic back then. Monday to Friday, Joss was in X trade, fucking exhausted at the end of the day because your pants wouldn't fucking.
Wait a minute. This was when we met Kyle.
Can I fucking finish?
This was when Joss was.
Oh, was this fucking
limbering around? This was when we were with Kyle and Kyle took us out and we're having drinks.
What was I doing at the time? Work was.
You were working Monday to Friday. This was
doing
on a
what?
Sunday.
Doing what?
Sunday. Well, where was that fucking joint? God damn it. I'm trying to fucking... Cause like,
was that a warehouse then or...?
It was at a different place.
Anyway, so it wasn't me. I wasn't in a... It was some labouring thing.
It was on a Sunday. On a Sunday. I was like, I don't think I should be drinking.
No, not on a fucking Sunday.
I'm like,
I don't think I should be drinking.
I'm like, I don't think I should be drinking that much on a Sunday. And then we end up... And then on that day, like, I ended up not going to work. Like, and then you were in the same boat as me. Like, you were just lying in bed watching on your iPad, which you had.
Oh, no. I got no excuse then. I was in fucking the warehouse thing. Yeah, that was the fucking jolly days, eh? What I was talking about was that was fucking when I was at Nan's place on that premium couch. Not even the fucking...
No, on Nan's place?
Yeah.
That place
doesn't... Yeah, you fucking used to, and then...
And now
I'm the one that fucking was like... And I told you that the other day. I'm like, back in the day, you used to fucking try and drag me out. I'd mostly refuse. Now I try and drag you out, and you mostly fucking refuse.
You never tried to drag me out.
No, fucking... You used to be the happy one. Outgoing and shit. And now... Yeah, and since fucking you lost your bed and your car, now I'm fucking, you know what I mean? The roles have reversed almost.
No, they're not.
Get fucked. What do you mean? So Josh, so even back in the day, Josh was oblivious to... Do I get attention in general from the ladies, but I'm usually just completely fucking oblivious to it? Or don't pay attention? Even back in the day?
Your problem is... You get too focused on what... It's good for... What's comfortable for Josh.
Yeah, good point.
Josh is not comfortable when he's out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, who the fuck is? What do you mean?
A lot of other people are.
Yeah.
They're just.
Yeah.
You're just. Josh,
yeah,
if he's not in his comfort zone, he's not in his comfort zone. He starts thinking about his comfort zone. Why am I even here?
Yeah,
and then when there's people... And then when there's a... Someone who's genuinely fucking interested goes, yeah. Josh is just going, you know. And it's like, fuck, man. Like, this.
And that happens often.
This is like a girl who's fucking. She's not Baba's sister. She's fucking.
Who?
Good looking.
Who? Or just in general?
In general, they're fucking good looking. And it's like, you know. It's like, I remember this was the club.
Mate,
yeah, like, I've done this. No, motherfucker, you haven't.
What do you mean?
You haven't.
When I was younger...
You weren't younger? Fucking dude. What, 3 years difference?
Can I speak?
When I was... What?
Can I speak?
Actually, what is it? Fuck, three...
Can I speak? My first job was a fucking apprentice chef. Fucking was flattered with a fucking other South African. Fucking white Afrikaans one. Used to fucking... Do the same thing to me, make me drink half Coke, half sherry. I don't know why I fucking like sherry so much. And then would like force me to go to like Monavel, like fucking nightclub thing. Because that was a Thursday night, it was fucking packed, it was kind of good. and do that shit, and, you know, like, you know, fucking just with friends and, you know, high school and that, went to the club, and all that shit.
Yeah. Not being rude, I just have to top up this for a second.
It's fucking highly rude. What? Fucking highly rude. Come prepared. Fucking take a piss, have to do this, have to do that. As I was saying, I never said I was a fucking MVP that went out every fucking, you know, night of the week and fucking did this and did that. But I...
Don't bend that box.
Okay.
Someone found out where he got... Of course, fuck, this shit is fucking amazing.
And what is it? Caramel tobacco?
It tastes like caramel. No, it's like it's like eating caramel popcorn.
Fuck you. No, I'm not. Caramel, that's great. As I said, I wasn't a fucking MVP, went out fucking Monday to Friday, but Josh did shit. It's not like he fucking met John and there's, oh my god, I've never been to a fucking nightclub before. Never seen a titty of the strippers. Never done this, done that. Mate, I may have only done like once or twice, but fucking it occurred in the past. Alright? You, on the other hand, would have done it 10 million times. But, yeah.
It's not 10 million times. It's just like the thing is for me.
But you can see me, that.
Like, I started going to strip clubs when I was 16.
Yeah, were you a bad boy?
That's in Australia.
Yeah, well, you're a bad boy. But can you concede that point? When I first met you, when you had like a car and the bank savings account, you were happy-go-lucky, blah, blah, blah. And then these days, well, you're starting to get it back, hence why Josh was going to get you a fucking bed. Because I can see the progression happening. No jumping out of the fucking balcony's head first anymore this week. All right? None of that shit that happened like, you know, a fucking month ago when we're at each other's throats because we're both successful human beings all the time, 24/7.
Living the la vida loca.
Mm. Yeah, mate, fucking living the life on our fucking air mattresses. For the past, like, year or two, like, I've been the one that's, especially our backpacking days, been the fucking uplifting one. Trying to get John out, you know, do this. And, I just want to fucking go watch Netflix in my room. Not talk to Brazilian people or anything like that. Yes?
When was this?
Concede the point.
When was this? Was the one who used to hang out downstairs all the time, either Joyce Ragman?
Well, not me, but in general, you know what I'm coming at. Oh, fuck, okay, Mr. Perfect.
I never said I was perfect. That's still fucking speculating. I never said that.
Right.
Just how I was thinking. I was like, who was the one who was downstairs all the time?
Yeah, but who's the one in that...
And speaking to Yvonne and all her friends and, like, actually...
Yeah, but who gives... Yeah, but who's the one who's like, oh, let's go do something else. Let's fucking leave the hostel. Let's do this. Oh, nice. I want to fucking not do shit. Especially in the fucking elephant. Which was your main point of contention. Place to be post-Nabil. Anyway.
But the elephant, it's like, fuck. Like, the elephant was like, you know, place. I literally... No, like, I actually prefer the elephant compared to the jolly.
Hmm. Except when you're getting... Except towards the end.
Except to the having that fucking dude urination in my room. Urination in the corner. Besides that, I like... Besides, at the beginning, did not like it as much when I slept in the bed and those fucking bed bugs and shit. And I woke up and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Mm.
And then as soon as they sorted all that shit out, I prefer that place. Because everyone in that place was actually fucking more chill than anywhere else.
Yeah, I can concede that. The jolly...
Fucking...
It was a kind of...
Yeah, Chris, and then, yeah, fucking Nabil was alright for But like Nabil with fucking like, I'm not sure like if he's to speak to Ryan, at the English Ryan. I'm like not the Canadian.
I fucking love Ryan.
The English Ryan.
I don't speak to him much anymore, but I've kind of got him on Facebook, and he's a fucking, as we'll, me, you, and him were good fucking good mates. I fucking love Ryan.
Yeah, like Ryan and Jamie, you know, like all those type of dudes, you know, like.
Mm.
A fucking solid run with them. It was good. They moved out, and Ross.
We fucking had his TV out. For fucking ages as well.
Huh?
We had his fucking TV for fucking ages.
Who?
In the room.
Oh yeah, like because he, you know, because he trusted us. It's like without shit, because like he knew, like, you know.
We're upstanding people. We're not gonna fucking break it.
Like and like ever since like I'd been there, like known him, he was like, fuck man, like. Any time of the day.
I wish Ryan wanted to stay and get sponsored and shit, because he's a fucking good dude. Out of all the people, you know what I mean? But he was the one that with his head screwed on the most, because he's like, if any of you are traveling here and, you know, blah blah blah, you don't know what the fuck you want to do, that's why you're here, because you're fucking confused and all that shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's just up front and all that stuff, and he fucking already knew. He knew what he was doing and the reasons behind it, whereas everyone else was chasing their fucking tail. While he was figuring out his shit, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he had his issues of fucking betting on horses and shit.
Yeah, but we've all got fucking.
It's like, oh, get fucking, oh. $1,300 a week. Pay Jolly Swagman your $220.
What was he doing?
$1,300 gone. The rest gone.
Yeah, but he paid his. Everyone lent him money for his close mates, because as soon as he got paid the next week, they were the first one to get. You know what I mean? Jolly debts, and then.
The fucking.
The premium gambling.
A premium $50 on a horse.
Yeah, we'll fucking walk it.
This is gonna be their horse. Oh, that was the other thing that fucking reminded me today. So Arthur, he says to me,
he's the fucking full blown.
When you
interrupt the phone call of the wife,
he says to me,
"Can I say?"
Yeah.
Nah, should I say this on the?
Yeah, I say.
Yeah, fucking. When you interrupt the phone call of the wife, going, "You've already spent $1,000 today or some shit. Please don't spend any more." You've got problems. You know what I mean? When it comes to the premium ponies. Fucking, if you ever started a fucking breeding company, which we may do, premium ponies is what we're doing.
That motherfucker, like, today, John, so which, it's like, Fonda's got the TAB. I'm like, oh, it's my Android. I was like, oh. Are you gonna bet on anything? I'm like, I'm thinking about it, but like, I'm just probably gonna place like $2. He's like, all right. He's like, I've still got money from my account from yesterday. Like, I got, you know, like a one and look. Ew. And this one, he goes, oh, okay. He's like, he's looking at everything. He's like, okay, $30 on 8. I'm like, Arthur, put it on 7. He's like, no, but 7 is paying.
$9.50. Don't fucking look at the odds. You look at the course of training. Who's gonna?
No, this the is odds why are the thing. The odds. People focus too much on the odds.
I know, but this is how. Wait. This is. I've got to interject here. This is why you need to meet my mum's sister, John Walter.
Yeah. Racing. Are your mum's sister?
Yeah. Racingwatch.com.au.
So that's your mum's sister.
Oh, sorry, mum's brother. I'll get that. That's what all he fucking does. Like he's been worked for big companies as a bookie. Was a professional gambler. Started BetEasy and then sold it, and then left the place because his business partner was fucking dodgy as fuck. Had the fucking RS6 there, the fucking inside the gated community, fucking killing it. Left that because the business partner was dodgy. Just all he does is bet on horses now and fucking manages them. But you go into his fucking room in the we call the dungeon, which we all, that's what he calls it, and it fucking, it's fitting. got like the matrix screens going, the fucking horses on the fucking, on the whatever. And he doesn't bet on the, well, if he finds one of good odds because they're retarded, he'll fucking smash it. But it's all about the track, the horse, how did last time, the jockey. And he reminds me a lot of you, because he's got the, he does the same thing. When he was doing his HSC, he'd drink like a Red Bull or Coke the night before, read the whole textbook and get like 90 fucking something on the test. Could never remember it again and fucking whatever. That's all he does with the fucking horses all day. So if you ever, yeah, well, that's if you ever, when we go see him, if you want to fucking learn how to, you know, do that shit, maybe you don't want to fucking learn, but you'd really enjoy the, I reckon, just chilling with him and the experience. He's kind of got the same sense of humour as me and that, but much more intelligent. With all this shit, and yeah, but the way he bets is how you would bet as well, you know what I mean? That's how why he's successful. A lot of silence and fucking thought going on now.
Nah, because like the thing which pissed me off was,
yeah,
with Arthur, he's like 8. If you're going to put $30, don't put it on 8. He's like, but 8 is like, look how it's going. Understand how it's going. Look the row where 8 is. As soon as those holes get out, 8 is going to be stuck behind.
It's boxed in, yeah.
He doesn't have the clearance. He does, and even if he can get to the other side, you're literally going fucking sideways. Unless someone else fucks up, he's not going to win. He's 7... boxed in. Is literally paying $9.
Mm.
Right?
And he won't get boxed in because out of the
gate. He's not getting boxed in.
Out of the gate, he's on the fence.
He's. No. 8 is there. Here's 7.
Mm.
They all go by numbers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But 7 was like literally like right there. And as soon as like you saw 7, it was a fucking jittery horse.
It had the magic needle.
It was just like going, everyone like fucking trotting, and then it's
do you reckon,
like.
Do you reckon
it had some form of this magic was just like needle, a, was no, no, this was just like. And I'm like 7.
Yeah.
I'm like, and also I'm like, and then like I put a wrong bet on it on dogs because he went
fucking.
But then
please tell me you bet on the fucking
on
horse.
The 7.
Please tell me you bet on the fucking horse and a bit on of the money 7. For the win.
Yeah, like on
10
the
$10 for the fucking win.
No, like I put, what's this, like $3?
I like that, reserved. Why be a full addict when you can just be responsible?
It was like I put $3, like 3 times 9.
Yeah, that's a good payout. I'm guessing 7-1.
Yeah.
This fucking frustrates me so much. All those times we fucking wasted millions on Big Red, that fucking horse, that fucking kangaroo.
No, because like I don't like horses.
That eats all the fucking money. I don't care like if horses. You don't like fucking horses.
I don't
it,
like
it
horses.
Wins.
I don't like dogs.
Money.
I don't like horses.
Yeah,
I don't
worry
like
about
dogs.
The fucking dogs. They're hot. All right, well, maybe you can do the dogs too.
No, like dogs. I can. Dogs. Dogs. Like I. Yesterday I told Arthur a bet.
I don't want to fucking hurt you.
On this. I'm like, put $50. I'm like, if you lose, I'll give you the 50 back. Like he got what's this like 800 and he's like, oh, I'll shout you I like lunch for the rest of the week. Like, yeah, oh good.
Yeah, but what the fucking, how do you just this is when I say that when like my pop
I don't like dogs. I don't like horses.
Based on, you got a fucking horse unicorn on your fucking arm. What do you mean? You said you love horses. You don't like them racing and the fucking child abuse or whatever they get.
No, I don't like them being whipped. Like, I don't like people.
Fucking Jesus. Can you. What the fuck was that?
A beeping.
Yeah, but sound almost like a fucking.
Nah, that's inside. That's a microwave.
Oh, okay. Better get $1 million from fucking horse racing and then free all the fucking horses up. Start a campaign against fucking horse racing or some shit. Use the horse money. Horse good or some shit, but no, I'm gonna say this now. The problem with my like the way I'm in get in poverty is helping too much people and terrible fucking career. Trying to improve that. Career choices and all that shit. Can't control, you know, my fucking weight, which leads to can't fit in the clothes. And all. Anyway, so terrible fucking career decisions. And I tried last year, but my business failed. So they're my reasons for poverty. Yours is fucking self-inflicted. Alright?
You fucking keep bringing up the business. Self-inflicted. That's the other thing.
Self-inflicted.
The other thing, like, you keep... It's my business failed. Your business did not fail.
You fail.
Your business did not fail. You failed.
Mate, can I
know
fucking repair cars?
It's very harsh, but you failed.
Yeah.
Hell. Not the business. Not the business.
Yeah, it didn't even fucking start. Well, what's your point? It's
my point
the
is,
same thing. I've already taken that.
From the beginning.
What
did I say?
What did I say as well? I know it's high risk. I'm just using my tax return money. Obviously, the account fucking blew things out of proportion, but you know what I'm trying to fucking say. I was like, it's a risk, I don't have to get a loan for it, I'll fucking roll the dice, but probably not going to fucking work. But I'm at the stage now, I'm going to start fucking rolling the dice when shit comes along. And I'll go fucked.
You're about to start another a mechanic shop, and I guess who's going to be forking out money for it?
Starts with Josh. I've already forked out money for it. He's got the fucking tools that were from the last business. Why not fucking... But it's lesson learned. I'll put up a month's worth
you
of fucking...
You literally don't have all the tools.
You got enough of it. Plus, he can borrow shit off his mates and that. I suppose.
Like,
I don't fucking know.
Don't have everything. Like, you don't have the air ratchets. Like, you don't have the rattle guns. You don't have the...
He's got some of that shit, though.
He does! Maybe
he
does.
Fucking
SP
tools.
The last time he told me... I asked him, I was like, where did you get this from? He was like, oh no, that's not mine. It's old mates. Okay. So which ones are your tools? He's like, these ones. Hose clamps?
No, but like, I know where you're coming from.
A ratchet set. He's like, come on, man. Impact drivers. That's only for fucking taking out gearboxes. What else do you have? I was like, I've got... His test light is from fucking... Before I was even born.
You got that SP Tools thing that you couldn't get from any cheaper, though. When I went there, I was like, he was using that thing and looking at you and screwing everything. Oh, he's got that full SP tool set.
That's not his. No.
Well, it's fucking his. You know what I'm saying.
Anyways, I does not. Yeah.
We'll see. But it's the same thing. There will be no... If this goes ahead with him, there'll be no stringing along. It'll be put up the bond, put up the month, the rent for like a month. Whatever that fucking comes to, hopefully not a gargantuan amount of money, otherwise I can't do it anyway. And then if it works, but there'll be no like pumping the... Like keeping... There'll be no Josh will just keep pumping his paycheck for rent for months and months when nothing is going to fucking occur. I'm not going down that fucking route again. Because both of us can easily get another fucking... Well, I'm already fucking working anyway, but he can get another job as a mechanic, no drama. So there's no, you know...
There's a lot of faith in this guy, isn't
there? Put out... Yeah, well, the thing with Greg...
I'm like, have you seen, like, work... do you know like his capabilities?
Yeah, I he pulled out a. I was when I gave
like a gearbox.
Yeah, I was there with him, and he was doing like the oil change on this and that. And
yeah, my little sister can pull out a gearbox.
Yeah, well, fucking, and he did like this RAV4 that was sitting in the corner, mate. He was the only one fucking working there, and us like running the shop before Nick found other people.
That's not something you go off. I'm sorry to say this, like literally, this is not something you go off seeing someone pull out a gearbox. Because if I put a car on a hoist and say, Josh, pull the gearbox off, you'd pull the gearbox off. Do you know why?